ladies and gentlemen, the Rockets landed in the Big Apple tonight, and they flopped in the Big Apple tonight. Good Lord, Mike, 5 in a row, not what you want to hear.
We suck. Like, it's embarrassing to watch this team right now. And you know what? First of all, it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Yes.
There's no fight to this team.
No, Mike. I disagree with that.
Really? Who shows fight on this team besides John
Wall?
Eric
Gordon, Jayshon Tate, Sterling Brown, David Nwaba. The fight's not the problem. If the fight was the problem, I'd be a lot more frustrated with tonight's loss. But
okay, so let me rephrase. Do they outwardly show that? Do they play hard? Yeah. Somebody better be going after somebody's throat in that locker room is all I'm going to say. Because they outwardly on the court, they don't look like there's no accountability. There's no, like, you just got blown out by the freaking Knicks. You got clowned by the Knicks.
The Knicks were a very good team.
Oh, my God. They're not a good team.
Yes, they
Come
are.
Come on. No, they're not.
Mike, your idea of the Knicks is the Knicks of the past 20 years.
You're gonna look me in the eye and tell me this Knicks team is good.
This Knicks team is the best Knicks team since Melo was there, I'll tell you that.
That's not saying anything. Like, that's
it. Yes, it is, Mike.
Looking across the court, you're gonna tell me that is anything but an average NBA team.
Mike!
They're average. What's their record? What?
They're 13-15.
They're average. Come on, man.
Don't give me that. Look, they had 7 turnovers tonight.
Oh my God. They didn't
give up the ball. They shot 52% from the field. They made their threes tonight, which they usually don't.
That's an indictment on us. That has nothing to do.
I don't know if it's a full indictment on us.
I'm stating the fact that that Knicks team, they're 13-15 in a crappy Eastern Conference. Come on, man. They are good. Forever the Rev is 100% right. That team is average. We just made an average team look good. No. That is hot.
If they're garbage, then the Rockets are hot garbage.
They are. I don't think the Rockets are hot garbage. They're playing like hot garbage right now. They've lost 5 games in a row for a 5th straight game. The rotations make no damn sense tonight. Shame on the coaching staff and shame on Steven Silas. Why was DeMarcus Cousins not in the game the entire second quarter?
Answer
me that. Why was DeMarcus
Cousins? He's not good.
Come on, man. But there's no rim protection, dude. There's no rim protection.
That's an indictment on DeMarcus Cousins.
No, that's an indictment on the coaching staff, man. DeMarcus Cousins
is responsible for so many defenses.
You're going to play Spalding ahead of DeMarcus Cousins, a guy who just got signed ahead of DeMarcus Cousins.
Exactly. And here's the thing also with DeMarcus Cousins, is we've been talking about how he really doesn't get a whole lot of playing time. He doesn't get enough playing time as he probably should. But think about it. If DeMarcus Cousins, who has fragile lower body, if he goes down, your option is Ray Spalding, G League lifer almost, and you know made his Rockets debut tonight. Showed a nice little flash of time, but like – There needs to be a sense of bubble wrap around DeMarcus Cousins here. And we saw that again tonight. And I'm not totally against that. I don't have a problem with Steven Silas. Like the fact that people are turning on Steven Silas in Rockets Twitter is bothering me.
I'm not turning on him.
People are, Mike. I'm directing that towards you because you're on the side. You don't maybe agree with them, but there are some sentiments about that you do agree with.
Yeah, because his rotations have been garbage the past 5 games. It's not all his fault. The hand he is being dealt is not a fair hand. I'll put that out there. The things that he's had to deal with the past 5 games, you know, Victor Oladipo in and out doesn't help. The fact that Christian Wood is out does not help. But I'm saying that there's some things that he's doing that he's inflicting it on himself. The criticism that is coming from Rockets Twitter is warranted because his rotations make absolutely no sense. They just make no sense.
Okay. All right. Long lost brother of Steven Silas, Michael Silas. Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Michael Silas. What should your brother be doing right now that he isn't doing?
Playing PJ Tucker for 31 minutes.
Name what you would do as a different scenario.
Right now, at this point, after this game, I would bring up Kevin Porter Jr. 100%. Because here's the thing. Jeremy, you've lost 5 games in a row. And the front office of the Houston Rockets basically looked at their fan base and said, you know what? We totally acknowledge that we're getting destroyed on the interior night in and night out. And you know what our solution is? Let's go get Ray Spalding. Okay?
He played really well.
The long lost cousin of the basketball, we just went and picked up.
We got the basketball.
It's ridiculous. It's pathetic. It is pathetic. Okay, congrats.
Oh my goodness. I don't think Steve is mad. I really don't.
Because here's the thing, though. Let me ask you this. You say Spalding played well. Because I'm pissed off. Like, I'm pissed off the fact that we've lost 5 games in a row to crappy teams, which makes me think that that's what we are at this point, because we have a coach that can't run a rotation when he's down men. Not all his fault.
Maybe that's why he can't run it, because he's got the wrong men up there.
Okay, but not all his fault, but he's certainly...
Not his fault.
Not all his fault.
He's a rookie coach. He's learning on the fly. He's learning himself as well. And there's not very much turnover time between these games. So, you know, it's going to take a learn. Guys, we need to be patient here. We really need to be patient here. This same team, like, we're acting like this is, you know, the purge. Like we're about to get purged. But that's not the case. The Rockets are 4 games below 500, and we're acting like it's the end of the world. I mean, let's keep things in perspective here. It really ain't as bad, I think, as people make it out to seem. That just goes to show how spoiled Red Nation has been. You know, they are a game and a half back of the play-in series. They're 2.5 games back of the 8th seed. And they've lost all these games without Christian Wood. I'll tell you this. A lot of the problems the Rockets had tonight are solved with Christian Wood. We saw how valuable he was on the court, but I think we're seeing more how valuable he is off the court, because look at what's happening when he's not there. And, you know, not to say that Victor Oladipo would have made much of a difference tonight, but he didn't play. And not to mention the fact that John Wall's been on the injury report the last couple games, and he's still balling out. And not to mention the fact that PJ Tucker started his 267th straight NBA game tonight, which is absolutely unheard of in today's NBA. Good for him. But, you know, I would be much more frustrated if the Rockets were losing these games and we were fully healthy with an experienced coach and, you know, but the thing is, there's reasons for all these losses that the Rockets simply can't control.
You just got clowned by the Knicks.
You just got
clowned by the Knicks. It doesn't get any lower than this.
But, really, Mike, your idea of the Knicks is the Knicks of the last, the Browns. They're like the Browns. Oh, we lost the Browns. The Browns are really good now. The Knicks are the Browns of the NBA, because the Browns have been bad, and they still have this, like, bad, aura around them. And the Knicks still have that, I guess, according in your eyes. But they played a really good team tonight. Julius Randle is, you know, possibly an all-star. Okay. And I'm not saying, like, the Knicks are fantastic and amazing, but the Knicks played a really good game tonight. They're really well coached by Tom Thibodeau, as we come to know. I'm surprised he's done as well as he has with this roster. Reggie Bullock came in and hit his threes, and he usually doesn't. You know, Elfrid Payton had a good game tonight. Emmanuel quickly proved yet again why he was a total snub at 25, and he will likely, Mike, I know you didn't really know who he was before tonight, but Emmanuel Quickley is probably first-team All-Rookie this year. Mark my words. He is really good. Obi Toppin also had a really good game. Like, the the Rockets, and it's not because they played the Rockets either. The Knicks have been doing this all year long. This is nothing like, this is not like, oh, the Knicks just, you know, it was a fluke night. Like, the Knicks have played very good basketball this year, and they have a really good defense, too. They played, and their defense tonight was really strong. And look, the Rockets have just been, if the Rockets are going to shoot as many threes as they do, they need to shoot them at a better rate. And, you know, I honestly do think, though, that Christian Wood solves a lot of the problems that the Rockets face tonight. I do. Like, tell me, look, if Christian Wood's in the game, you establish a pick and roll. Pick and roll creates less stagnation in the offense. So you're having much more of a free-flowing offense. That's what the offense was designed to be. That's why they went out and got Christian Wood in the first place. And then you have that rim protector on defense, so the Knicks aren't scoring all these points in the paint. Like, look, the reason why the Rockets are getting blown out every night is because they don't have answers for any of this, because they don't have the right personnel on the court, and they don't have an alternative to what they're playing. That's why P.J. Tucker's getting all this flack from a lot of people. That's why Daniel House getting a lot of flack from a lot of people. And to me, I just, there's no real solution. There's no solution except Christian Wood just needs to get healthy and come back.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm going to address everything you just said. The fact that you want to make excuses for the fact that we're getting clowned by Reggie Bullock, Tom Thibodeau, average NBA coach at best. Reggie Bullock, average NBA player at best.
How many Knicks games do you watch, Mike?
They were, okay.
How many Knicks games do you watch this year?
Three. They're 12 and 15. Don't come to me and say that this is a good team. Defensively, they're good. But don't come to me and tell me that this is a good team that we just lost to. They're 12 and 15. Hold on. Do not make excuses for Daniel House. He sucks. Daniel House right now sucks from top to bottom. Why did DeMarcus Cousins only play 22 minutes tonight? He was a plus two in 22 minutes. Why did he only play 22 minutes tonight?
There's not. Like, they have to protect him.
Oh, my God. Okay. But then go get us some help. That's what
They got Ray Spalding.
Okay, you know what? If Ray Spalding is help, then pack it in and we're done for the year. That's what I'm trying to say.
The thing is, Mike, is Christian Wood's going to come back. Wait, the Rockets are going to go on another win streak. And then you're going to be like, oh, we're back in it. Honestly, that's how it's going to go.
But how many more games are we going to talk about when Christian Wood gets back? We never know.
Road trip, which makes me think that his comeback is going to happen potentially either on this road trip, which is the next two or so games, or shortly after.
That's fine. And you know what? If he comes back and he balls out, that's great. That's awesome. I'm so happy. But don't come to me and tell me that Emmanuel Quickly, nice player, absolutely, averaging 12 points on the year. He's had a great rookie season. He's going to be on an all rookie team? Absolutely, in my opinion. But the fact that these guys are getting clowned, and you know what? The problem is there's no fight. To me, there's not a leader.
That's not true.
There's not a leader on the court. There's not a leader on the court. That is,
there is John Wall on the court.
Okay.
The Rockets nearly came back tonight. They were within five in the third quarter.
Okay, but they lost by 20 plus. They lost by 20. Come on, man. I'm with you. John Wall is a leader on this team. Absolutely no doubt.
How many games this year have you seen of the Knicks before tonight?
I just said three games.
Okay. So I don't see how you could have gotten this idea that the Knicks are this, you know, clown team.
They are a clown team. They are, though.
They beat the Jazz, Mike. Congrats. They beat the Pacers. They have good wins on their schedule. They beat the Bucks by 20.
That's great. That's awesome.
They beat Portland.
They've lost 15 games.
So are the Rockets.
Because we're not any good.
Mike.
We're not good, dude.
We're not good because you don't have Christian Wood. That's the reason.
Right, but we don't have Christian Wood. Okay, I get that. But you have DeMarcus Cousins, who only played 22 minutes. That makes no sense.
I told you why.
Okay, so do you agree or do you disagree that Kevin Porter should be called up tomorrow?
No, I don't necessarily agree with that. No.
Why?
What would Kevin Porter do? Who are you taking away Kevin Porter minutes from?
Daniel House.
You tweeted out tonight that Daniel House should be starting over PJ. Shaming you for that.
First of all,
out of the Twitter account.
But that's because that says a lot, because PJ Tucker sucks.
Well, Mike, I would rather have PJ out there because PJ's better defensively.
Who did he cover tonight? Tonight was a bad PJ Tucker night.
You are headhunting after PJ yet again.
Hold on. First of all, because it's a game-by-game basis. He's had good games in the past week. Tonight, what did he do tonight? Give me one good aspect of PJ Tucker's game tonight. What did he do?
Offensive rebounds.
Okay, we lost by 22 points, and he had 8 rebounds. I'll give you he had 8 rebounds. Give me one positive aspect of Daniel House tonight.
None. Like, okay. I have but absolutely that's, nothing. But that's why. You did have that nice chase down block. I did like that chase down block.
In my opinion, and I stand by my opinion that Daniel House should be starting because I think Daniel House plays better as a. He's coming off the bench. I think he's better as a starter. That's my thing. I think he's better as a starter. I don't think he's a bench guy. I think Eric Gordon is a bench guy and he plays better coming off the bench. I think Daniel House is better off as a starter. That's why I would start him. But right now, there's not one legitimate reason you do not bring up Kevin Porter Jr.
Yes, there is. Because, you know, three games in the gubble or the jubble. Is it gubble or is it jubble? I'm going to go with jubble because it's the G League. You say J. I know they're talking about how it was the gubble, but it's the jubble.
Okay? You lost 5 games in a row. There's no reason to not bring up Kevin Porter Jr. None.
There is.
No, there's not.
There is. Let him develop. He's still, like, today he struggled a little bit in the third quarter in the Vipers game. He's been playing well, and so has KJ Martin. I'll say that. But the jubble's there for a reason. I don't want to ruin any of that, you know, whatever it is. I understand bringing up Ray Spalding because you need that front line help. But honestly, with Kevin Porter, I want to make sure that he's, like, perfectly there. Because the thing is, with Kevin Porter out now, Oladipo could come back soon. Oladipo's going to take away minutes from Kevin Porter. I'm not into that, you know, that jumble of people yet. I don't think that we should be doing that yet. I let Kevin Porter hang out in Orlando, get better, get him more reps. Because the thing is, he might get, like, how much, if Kevin Porter was on the court tonight, how many minutes would he, legit have gotten? Like, if Mason Jones got 4 minutes tonight, like, of actual rotation time that wasn't garbage time, how much is Kevin Porter going to get?
I don't know.
Maybe 10 at best. And that's not what's best for Kevin Porter right now. What's best for Kevin Porter right now is he's playing 30 minutes a game in the G League, gets better, gets used to the system without it harming the Rockets on their actual schedule. The Rockets are just taking hits right now, and that's fine because the thing is, yes, they haven't won a game in over a week, but it's only been a week. Like, that's the thing is, this team won 6 straight, and this is just, unfortunately, it's canceling it out. But, like, this team is capable still. I don't think it's right to pack it in yet after losing 5 straight games without your best player. That just doesn't seem right, you know? And there's still a lot of season left. They have 46 games left, Mike. They have 46 games left. They could go.
I hear you. Listen to me. I hear you. But I also look to a guy like Jayshon Tate. He's a rookie. But he's getting better.
Jayshon Tate played 4 years of college basketball, played overseas in Belgium, played overseas in Australia, one of the most competitive leagues outside of the NBA. So he has a little bit more mileage on him than, you know, Kevin Porter.
Kevin Porter played NBA basketball for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
But he took a year off. So,
but he played. He had more NBA minutes than Jayshon Tate did. And he showed he could play at a high level.
Kevin Porter's coming back to this team will be detrimental to his overall development. It will.
Look, all I'm going to say is the fact that you've lost 5 games in a row, okay? This is not
only 5 games in a row. Like, it's only been 5.
It's not, man. You see it as only 5 games. You keep losing. This team, the way they're playing right now, might lose by 35 points to Philadelphia. Might.
Okay, and that's one loss.
That's 6. That would make 6 in a row, though.
No, but they played Washington in the middle, Mike. I think they'll be Washington.
They won't be. Not the way they're playing right now.
No, but honestly, Washington is going to hit different. John Wall's going to, you know, something will happen. But
I love your optimism.
Let's take some questions from the people. I'm going to scroll up and see if we have any questions from people. If you got any questions, any of our live viewers over on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us for some of these live shows that we put out ever so frequently. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but tonight we are, and if you are live and want to contribute, pop in, throw a question, we're all ears. So I'm going to pull up some comments that we have gotten. Let's pull up one from the Rev. You know, great to see you guys nonetheless. Great to see you, Rev, sort of, I guess. I know you can see us, but we really
can't. Wait, hold on. What was the end of that? What was the end of that comment? There it is. Yeah, Knicks are garbage. Thank you, Rev, because you're 100% right. Thank you, Rev. Much love.
That's, you know, Rev, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. Like, I'm going to disagree with Mike on that one. The Knicks are going to the playoffs this year, guys.
In a crappy Eastern Conference. Congrats.
The Knicks are going to the playoffs. Hey, but you know what? They're in the playoffs.
Okay, so
Rockets were in their shoes and they made the playoffs, we take it.
Signed, you know what? Texans AFC South champion. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, and we took that.
Yeah, you make the playoffs and you get killed in the playoffs.
Like, the Dolphins, how many times have they been in the playoffs?
Only undefeated season ever. Thank you. 1972. I'll take
you that. You weren't even born, Mike. Doesn't matter. That's like saying the Yankees have won 27 world championships. And most people that say that weren't even born for half of them or more than half of them.
Still happened.
That's not it.
Come on, man. You don't want to compare the Dolphins and the Texans right now. Come on, man. You don't want to go down that road.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. But I would much rather have the Texans past 10 years than the Dolphins, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Because they've won the same amount of titles and they've made the same amount of AFC championship games, so that's awesome.
Here's a question from Jake Mountford. How can House improve his game and become more efficient on this tough run of games? This is a very good question, actually. And honestly, this can be done in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's just a shooting funk and you gotta shoot out of it. And that's a double-edged sword in a way, because if Daniel House keeps shooting and keeps missing, then he's going to have another terrible game. Again, hopefully that doesn't happen. But honestly, I think what he should be doing is he should be driving more. Yep. He has that ability to do that. And that's what Eric Gordon does a lot. And when Eric Gordon plays well, it's because he, you know, is missing his threes, but he is aware of that and he drives instead. Now, Daniel House is not as good of a driver as Eric Gordon is, but that is probably what Daniel House is missing from his game to really take that next step in his improvement as a basketball player, is to get that ball handling and creation. And that, I honestly think, is why he's on the second unit instead of the starting lineup, because I think Jayshon Tate has more of that ability to create and to drive and to finish than Daniel House does.
I totally agree. I think right now he's playing the game like Corey Brewer. Like, that's what he looks like.
Yeah,
he looks like there's no direction to his game. He's unsure of his jump shot. He was 0 of 8 from the field tonight. He just had no identity with the basketball. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He's afraid to shoot the ball now. Do you see every time he shoots a three from the corner, he always fades away. He never jumps into his jump shot. He always leans to the left.
Well, when he's trying to draw a foul, he does that. That's also something, too, is Daniel House and Eric, he's learned this from Eric Gordon, I can tell, is he likes to try to draw fouls on threes, and he did that a couple of times tonight, and it never went. Like, the thing is, teams have kind of caught up to that, and I think teams are starting, especially with the Rockets, because James Harden did it so much, and now that James Harden isn't here, like, that's something on the scouting report every time when you play the Rockets is, you know, watch out for Eric Gordon, watch out for Daniel House. They try to, you know, draw into fouls and on the three-point shot. And Eric Gordon's a lot better at doing that than Daniel House is. So, I don't know. But Eric Gordon also has his fair share of misses when he tries to do that. So
yeah, this team just looks for the whistle way too much for my liking. Like, just play the game, man. Mm-hmm. Like, Eric Gordon, does he get fouled? Does John Wall get fouled a lot? Yeah, they do. Stop looking for the damn whistle. Just play ball.
Yeah.
You know, if it happens, it happens. But, like, they just look for that call way too much, in my opinion.
Yeah. Rev asks, do we re-sign Gerald Green, and do we try to bring John Collins to Houston?
Hell yes. Hell yes to John Collins.
Yes.
Okay, go get John Collins.
Yeah. If John Collins is in trade talks, I would make my run. And the thing is, it's difficult because John Collins is a free agent at the end of the season, but you want to have, I believe he is a restricted free agent, so you do have a chance to match. And my concern, I do believe the Rock, I said it earlier on a show, I think it was the last show I was on, that the Rockets will have a meeting with John Collins for free agency this summer.
12-01.
And 12-01. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah?
12-01, you said.
Yeah, 12-01, probably, yeah.
And
that's what he should be. But why not bring him a little sooner? I'm okay with that. If that's what you turn Victor Oladipo into, I'm okay with that.
I go back. Yes, I'm with you on John Collins. The second part of this is Gerald Green. You know what I... Oh, God. I'd sign Gerald Green. Cut Kurucs. He's useless. He sucks. And bring in Gerald Green. Because you know what Gerald Green has? You know what Gerald Green has, Jeremy? He has NAD. He's got some balls to him. He's not afraid to mix it up with guys.
But he does. But also,
there's no benefit to Kurucs. He sucks. He's awful.
There's no benefit to Gerald Green, unfortunately.
There's 100%. Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. Look, you know what, man? That's what this team is missing, is a guy that is not afraid to mix it up a little bit. Steven Silas is in the coaching lead for technicals. Great. Awesome. Love it. But give me a guy on this team that is willing
to... You don't have Boogie, who gets into technicals just as often as Silas does?
The coach won't play. He only played him 22 minutes tonight. You played John Wall and you lost by 22.
And you're going to play Gerald Green 22 minutes in a game?
I didn't say I would play Gerald Green 22. I'm saying having him on the team is a benefit to your organization. That's what I'm saying. And I would sign him.
Also,
and I'd sign him at 5.
The Rockets are sitting right now. If they were to make a move for Kurucs and whatever, that move needs to be used for a young guy. Because this team is trending towards rebuilding. And Gerald Green doesn't contribute to a rebuild. And Gerald Green, keep in mind, didn't even play the previous season. So he hasn't played NBA basketball since May 2019. So that we're approaching almost 2 full years of Gerald Green not playing NBA basketball. That's not someone I would want on my team that could potentially play. Like, bring Gerald Green on for the coaching staff if you want, or, you know, as a coaching assistant or something like that. Yeah, I'm all for it. Or as like an ambassador for the front office. Like, I'm totally about that. But not as a player. Like, the Rockets are trending towards younger guys. I like that Silas went for Mason Jones tonight, even if it was for a short period of time. I like that he went for Ray Spalding. I like getting Ray Spalding out there and, you know, bringing him up from the jubble, even if he didn't play very much tonight. At least he got a cup of coffee. And, you know, maybe that will turn into something over these next couple of games. But Gerald Green is not the answer for the Rockets right now. As nice as it would be to have Gerald Green back, it's just not what the Rockets are looking for right now.
As an end-of-the-bench guy, I'm for it.
But, Mike, he's not, like, but then why bring, like, if he's the end-of-the-bench guy, then that's not going to do anything.
No, but having him as a part of your team benefits your team as a whole. In my opinion, I think
it. And I'm not saying it doesn't, but it just it's not worth it.
But they shot 18% from three tonight.
So he's not. So Mike, the thing is, he's either going to be an end of the bench guy or he's going to be a player. What is it?
You bring him in as an end of the bench guy.
And so he's not going to play anything.
You're
still going to shoot 18% from three. Not going to play.
You bring him in as an end of the bench guy, and if he gets into a game here and there, and he shows that he can still play. And he can shoot the ball, then play him.
That's Ben McLemore at this point.
Ben McLemore had 4 minutes.
Ben McLemore didn't play.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
exactly, Mike. You can only play 10 people, if that.
Okay. I would be for bringing Gerald Green in.
As a non-player, yes. As a player, no.
Okay.
J-Train's pulling into the station, so let's talk. One key for Monday's game against Washington.
God, please win. Like, that's
a win would be nice. Just a win would be better than a loss.
Just win the damn game, man. Like, at this point, I don't even care what we have to do. Play PJ Tucker 48 minutes. Play John Wall all 48 minutes. I don't give a damn. Just win the game. That's all I care about. Like, a key to the game, Daniel House, stop shooting stupid shots. Drive the ball to the bucket. Play DeMarcus Cousins more than 22 minutes. Cover Russell Westbrook and hope Bradley Beal doesn't go for 50. Those are my keys to the game. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say the Rockets win on Monday. I think they beat Washington on Monday.
Cross your fingers, y'all. But I'll tell you this. John Wall is going to have a fun game on Monday. I'm really excited to see what John Wall is up doing on Monday. It's his first game in D.C. as a visitor, so I know he's had this game circled on the calendar. If the last game against the Wizards was any indication of what to expect for this game, remember when John Wall played the Wizards and how, like, ticked off he was? And there's an article from The Athletic from Fred Katz, the Wizards guy, the Wizard beat reporter, and he details sort of how that trade went down. And it didn't go down very, very nicely. So John Wall wants revenge. And this game, look, I would be shocked if John Wall had a bad game on Monday. Now, whether the Rockets will win is a different story. I hope they do, because they need one. A win would be better than a loss. And I think the Wizards coming on the schedule is a good thing for the Rockets, because it's a chance for them to really center themselves again in a stretch of their schedule where they don't have too many chances of doing that. They can center themselves, focus back on how to win these basketball games, and move forward. And that's all that you can really do. Honestly, guys, like, I know every time the Rockets lose, I understand the frustrations right now, and I'm not saying that the Rockets are going to be a playoff team necessarily, but it's too early to count them out. Like, we are 1 week removed from winning 7 of 8 games. There is a winning formula with this roster. The roster just needs to get healthy. That's honestly how I see it. And hopefully they can get healthy. Hopefully they can, you know, pick up some of these wins and they can get, you know, back into their rhythm. But it's not as easy as it seems. You know, 5-game losing streaks are common, believe it or not. I think, you know, even in our great seasons, we've lost 5 in a row, and it hasn't been, you know, as bad as this. Like, honestly, I feel like we've had worse stretches than this. So, you know, the sun will rise tomorrow, and I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Be sure to follow The Dream Take on Twitter, at The Dream Take, and follow The Dream Shake on Twitter, at Dream Shake SBN. You can find all of our content over at thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we will go live occasionally throughout the season, giving you our live episodes of The Dream Take. And if you want to listen to us on demand, you can be sure to do so by downloading us and subscribing to The Dream Shake on your podcast app of choice. Be sure to also follow my co-pilot on Twitter, Mr. Michael Brown, at
BSW_MB.
And you can follow me on Twitter at nothing fancy, just my name, Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And until next time, go Rockets!